Rasta Worldwide.
Displaced rural Jamaicans joined all the other Caribbean migrants who went to England and became the first generation to take advantage of the Reconstruction boom that followed the devastation of the Second World War. One great stimulus to the worldwide spread of Rastafari was the outmigration of these tens of thousands of West Indians to Europe and North America in the 1950s and 1960s. The migrants to the north faced more of the same rejection and racism which had come to characterize relations between African people and the European world over the past 500 years. They endured it in order to earn a living, and their tolerance was made higher by a strong sense of their Afro-West Indian identity. In the 1970s and 1980s, these migrants began raising families in this hostile cultural environment, but their children did not have the advantages of a first-hand experience of Afro-Caribbean culture. Neither were they easily integrated or accepted in the mainstream of European and North American society. Like their parents, they fell back on their African West Indian heritage to provide an identity in the hostile environment. The most obvious expression of this personality and the most easily accessible was music. The Afro-Caribbean musical forms of calypso, ska, and rock steady enabled them to celebrate their identity and provided an ongoing cultural link with the country of their parents. This happened just around the time when Rastafari-influenced messages and rhythm structures were increasingly being injected into those popular music forms and when young West Indians were developing a Pan-African view of themselves. This awakening was helped along by coming in contact with other African people. These were Africans from the home continent as well as from the scatterlings of the diaspora world. They had all moved north, looking to share in some of the wealth which their ancestors had helped create.
Hallelujah, there is no.
listening to John Man here with Ciso, the man with a big Rasta spirit.
Sax sounds of Cedric Brooks, Count Ossie, beating a Keta drum on something called the warm-up. Count Ossie and the mystic revelation of Rastafari. The revolutionary album Ground Nation, put out in the early 1960s. Before that, another track from the mystic revelation of Rastafari. Their rendition of No Night in Zion. And Xochipilli and Ras Impala. Speaking of Rasta worldwide, began this edition of Jaman here on KRVS 88.7, Rasta Reggae Radio. Daddy Cecil with you. 2 hours of word sound power. Overway. Streaming worldwide. KRVS.org. And 100,000 watts of reggae power at 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Some of the finest in classic and contemporary reggae here on Jaman includes our live set we began last week. Jimmy Cliff, recorded at the Interlochen Music Festival in Arlington, Virginia, earlier this past month, September 6th. We'll get to the complete part of the beginning of that set. We'll finish it up this week. A little later this hour. Ease back, relax and move. Roots rock reggae for the next 2 hours here on Jaman.
Salam Africa, Desta. Uhuru.
Music continues. This is Peter Tosh along with you, Roy.
Jesus Christus, live the man, my rock, my son. Deny you still live. Kings of kings,
lords of lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, mighty God, ever living God, earth's rightful ruler. Blessed be the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the ways of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. For I delight in the law of the Lord God, Selassie. In his laws do I meditate day and night. Therefore I must be like a tree, and planted by the rivers of water, and bring forth fruit in due season. I lack also shall not wither, and whatsoever I do it shall prosper. The weak out are not so, oh no, they are like the trough that the wind driveth away. Therefore no weak out shall stand in the judgment, nor no sinner the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord God so high, that he knoweth the ways of the righteous, and know that the ways of the weak out shall cramp and burn. But even light and earthquake, brimstone and fire, the king cramp and break all weak out conception for my creation continually. And to let thy righteousness cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Dear ends from that Iowa until this Iowa, he'll fly so high and so mighty.
Concrete jungle. fighting against conviction, yeah. Battering down sentence, fighting against conviction. I find myself growing in an environment where finding food is just as hard as paying the rent. In trodding these roads of trial and tribulation, I've seen where some have died in desperation to keep battering down sentence, fighting against conviction. Battering down sentence, fighting against conviction. In a family of 10 and raised in the ghetto, hustling's the only education I know. Can't grow no crops in this concrete jungle. A situation like this is getting too tough to handle. To keep battering down sentence, fighting against conviction. Battering down sentence all day long, fighting against conviction. With a pregnant woman, yes, and 5 kids to care for, can't cool my heels, I've got to do the town. Skillful as I am, the jailer man is bound to find me. I pray the day will come when I shall be free from battering down sentence, fighting against conviction. Battering down sentence all live long day, fighting against conviction. To be trapped and caught and taken before judge and angry jury, pleading before men who seem to have no mercy. Can't afford to find myself down in the dungeon. I've got to stay free so that my kids won't be battering down sentence, fighting against conviction. Battering down sentence all live long day now, fighting against conviction. Now a fugitive at large, could this be my destiny? With no one to care for the welfare of my family, in solitude I've found new faith and hope. In this I'll be secure, for mind and soul would soon be weary. Just couldn't take no more battering down sentence all live long day, fighting against conviction. Children, hear me when I say battering down sentence all day long, fighting against conviction. Hear me when I sing my song, battering down sentence.
You're listening to Jam Man here with Cecil, the man with a big Rasta spirit.
Mm-hmm. Jah kingdom come, Babylon no kingdom fall down. Jah kingdom come,
ooh yeah,
Babylon no kingdom fall down.
Jah kingdom come, I say,
Babylon no kingdom fall down.
Twinkle Brothers, Jah Kingdom Come. Before that, Bunny Wailer from his first solo release, Blackheart Man and Fighting Against Conviction. The Wailers, Bob, Bunny, Peter with Concrete Jungle. And we started with Peter Tosh with a little help from U-Roy and the Rightful Ruler. Here on Jah Mon KRVS, we're going to go to our live set just a few minutes early today. We're going to continue the concert recorded just about 3 weeks ago up in Arlington, Virginia, at the Interlochen Music Festival, a performance by the legendary Jimmy Cliff, as he tells us about writing songs for the film The Harder They Come.
Well, after that period, I went back to Jamaica. I went from the UK to Brazil, then I went to Jamaica, and I recorded those songs. And one day while I was in the recording studio, I just finished the session. I came out, a Caucasian Jamaican man came up to me, bearded, and he said to me, "Do you think you could write the songs for a movie I want to make?" I looked at him and I said, "What do you mean you think? I can do anything." And for about half a minute, he just looked at me and stared at me. And he said nothing, and he walked away. And then, 2 months after that, I got a script saying, "I want you to play the lead role." Now, so I have evolved from singer-songwriter now to actor. Johnny, too bad indeed. So, we started shooting the movie. I left the UK and I went back. You know, there was one line that he said to me that convinced me to play the movie, because I didn't really want to do the movie, even though I knew about the character while I was a little boy going to school in Jamaica. But he said one line to me. He said, "You know, I think you are a better actor than singer." And when he said that to me, it rang the bell in my head, because I remember all the way through school, all I wanted to be was an actor. So we started shooting the movie. We didn't have any music at the time. But he said, "I wanted you to write the music." So this was the only song that I wrote for the movie. 1, 2, 3, 4. Of the movie, I didn't write it specifically for the movie, but you know, in the movie making business, you have to wait for them to set up the take. So I thought I'd utilize my time and write some songs. This is one that I wrote to the movie. The name of the singer who did Hold Me Tight. I also met him up again in the UK, and we became really good brethren. And he wrote a song one night. Well, I was at a recording studio. His name is Johnny Nash. And I said to Johnny, I said, you know, they have a song for you, you know. And he said, I have one for you too. So he started to play this song, and the song went, you know, very, very big. And then after that, I recorded the song for a movie called Cool Runnings. Come on.
Thank you.
Who can get it if you let me hear you? I know it. I know it. Let's go. to some of the early stuff that I did. Some of you might remember them. Here's a song that I'm going to do on stage for the first time since I recorded it. That I played in The Harder They Come. You know, he was a lover too, as you saw, but he was a rude boy. He was a rude boy. I'm gonna pull this one on my band. I'm doing it in C. Huh? Walking on the road with a pistol in your waist. Walking on the road with a ratchet in your waist.
say, Mom, who you gonna run to? You're gonna run to the rock for rescue, there will be no run. You're gonna run to the rock for rescue, there will be no run. Run to the rock for rescue, there will be no run.
KRVS 88.7, Jam On with Jimmy Cliff.
What?
Recorded.
Here we are.
September 6, 2013.
Here we are, 2013.
Arlington, Virginia.
So many things are going on around the world. I have enjoyed sharing my story with you. I got so many more I'd love to share with you. I hope we have the opportunity. But here we are, 2013. And, you know, I'm just getting warmed up. So, I got one more song. And it's from my Rebirth album.
One more.
Now, one more song.
One more.
Just means one more chapter of my life.
One more.
And this is it.
One more.